This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. Protesters and police clashing in Madrid following Pedro Sanchez being voted to another term as prime minister. His Spanish Socialist Workers Party had reached separate deals with a number of regional parties to earn their backing, including a contentious bill on amnesty for Catalan separatists. That's the part that has sparked the protests. U.S. President Joe Biden on Thursday said he would keep working to advance a Pacific trade pact. He's at the annual APEC meeting in San Francisco, where he addressed a CEO conference, which is part of the summit.
Our economies are sustainable and resilient, and the bridges that connect our people open a golden gate of opportunity to create lives of hope.
The Assistant Secretary General for Africa, Martha Bama Akyabobi, said Thursday that hostilities have intensified recently in Sudan. Addressing the UN Security Council,
Sudan is facing a convergence of a worsening humanitarian calamity and a catastrophic human rights crisis.
She also said while both warring parties have declared a readiness to negotiate a ceasefire, their actions on the ground suggest otherwise. Internet and telephone services have collapsed across the Gaza Strip. Lack of fuel, the reason, the main Palestinian provider says, bringing a potentially long-term communications blackout. Residents say Israel has dropped leaflets Thursday warning Palestinians to flee parts of the south. This is VOA News. U.S. Representative George Santos says he will not run for re-election. This after the U.S. House Ethics Committee found conduct it deemed to be a violation of federal law. They referred the data to the U.S. Justice Department. Subsequently, a renewed effort to expel him has been launched. Speaking with reporters yesterday, New York Congressman Pat Ryan said George Santos must face consequences.
If you're elected on a blatant foundation of lies, it's a disservice to not just your constituents, but to our democracy. So he is such an exceptional case that it merits an exceptional remedy.
The Ethics Committee said Thursday that Santos' conduct warrants public condemnation. It is beneath the dignity of the office and has brought severe discredit to the House. A federal jury on Thursday convicted a right-wing conspiracy theorist of a hammer attack on the husband of former U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. The jury found him guilty of attempted kidnapping and assault of an immediate family member of a federal official. He broke into the Pelosi's San Francisco home and struck Paul Pelosi over the head with a hammer in the early morning hours of October 28, 2022. While Nancy Pelosi was still the Speaker of the U.S. House, and she was away in Washington at the time. Without extra funding, food aid for more than 500,000 refugees in Chad will run out next month. Reuters correspondent Dallas Rizzo says the news is coming from a World Food Program official on Wednesday.
Pierre Honorat is Chad's country director for the UN agency.
By December, there is no more assistance. We have no more. So we really need an urgent funding for this crisis.
The International Organization for Migration says that more than 540,000 refugees have crossed from Sudan into Chad since war erupted 7 months ago between the Sudanese army and the paramilitary rapid support forces. Many have fled from West Darfur, where ethnically driven violence erupted again this month in the state capital of Al Janina.
Reuters correspondent Alice Rizzo, who says those who've arrived this year joined refugees and displaced people already in camps in Chad. Major League Baseball will play its 2025 All-Star Game in the U.S. city of Atlanta 4 years after moving the game from the park to Denver's Coors Field for over objections to changes in Georgia's voting rights laws. I'm Scott Walterman, VOA News.